Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to The Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Sam Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live from the Texas Union, which is a part of the eatery in the UT, which is the University of Texas at Austin. It's the eatery there at the campus. It houses all types of buildings, and as far as buildings, I mean all sorts of departments. Of offices. It's multiple floors. It has its own rotunda. It has its own courtyard seating for students and visitors. I'm here today simply because today is celebration in Austin, and it's a celebration of Austin museums, and it's called Austin Museum Day, and today is September 20th, 2015, and what they are offering today is a free citywide discovery of Austin museums. So there's a website if you wanted to know more. You can go to www.austinmuseumday.org, and you can learn all about it. Things started at about 9 and 10 this morning. Some were open this early. Some started at about 12 to 1, and I think they feature all the way into the evening hour. I think the latest is about 9. There are some that go about 4 into about 5. So you have a few hours, about 4 or 5 hours, for some of the museums to get around in there and see the exhibits, the interactive models, and also to see what is available in photography, what is available in print, and also to just really get a little bit of a look at the architecture that is available here at Austin. So again, my name is Sam Turner here at The Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're celebrating in Austin. We're talking about the Austin Museum Day, which started today, Sunday, September 20th, 2015. It's about, we have about 38 participating museums, and on another paperwork, I did read that there are about 40 museums participating. So, you know, I didn't have a chance to get around to every last one of them, but I had pre-selected some museums earlier in the week. And so when I found out about Austin Day, Museum Day, I decided to go to the ones that I had pre-selected. And the first one on my list was called the Story of Texas, which is the Bullock, Texas State History Museum, and there they have an IMAX theater, they have the Texas Spirit Theater, the Story of Texas Cafe, and the museum store. And I had a chance to go into the museum store and get my son, Markel, a postcard that we'll post on our Facebook and Flickr, and we're going to go ahead and mail that out. And in the museums, they have a collection of postcards that are from abroad, and I guess they're locally collected or somewhere someone decided to archive as many postcards as possible. And they did a whole wall collage, and it's a beautiful collection. If someone is giving you a postcard from one all over America or locally in your region or in your state alone, or, you know, from international, which we don't have an international card yet. Maybe we'll have to go to Mexico or Canada to get one. You know, there are neighboring countries, but for now we have things from across America. As I travel, I send them back to my son, so he has his own archive. So that was one of the awesome exhibits that we did see today, and I was very impressed. And I was happy to see that there is a likeness and to know that we're not just hoarding things, that we're actually collecting things like other people do, other families, other museums, you know, other state department representatives in, you know, books for local history and, you know, different things like that, that it's a popular pastime, and a lot of people like to keep things that are memorable and, you know, that are cherished, you know, by others and by their families. So I was happy to see that too. And so we went on and on through the exhibit. I want to tell you a little bit about the Bullock Museum, and I'm reading from their guide that I picked up and from their exhibit space where they have the you know, paperwork where you can get a free pamphlet. And what it includes is the first, second, and third floor map, and they have a, let's see what they're going to explain here. It says the Bullock Texas State History Museum is downtown Austin. It tells the unfolding story of the history, culture, and people of Texas. The museum collaborates with more than 700 museums, libraries, archives, and individuals to display original historical artifacts and produce exhibits that illuminate and celebrate Texas history and culture. Named for the 38th Lieutenant Governor Bob Boak, the museum includes three floors of exhibits, an IMAX theater, a 4D special effects theater, a cafe, and a museum. So there are all type of things in the gallery. And again, today it was at no cost. So I did grab a paperwork on, like, you know, free admission, joining us, and somehow how sending, you know, some small donation back for the free visit today. So out the museum, it seems like a large dome. So it reminds you of the dome at the Capitol building. So it's like a large dome. But instead of going around and around up the stairs in this particular dome and seeing Congress or like Senate, you know, spaces where they, you know, gather to lobby and discuss bills and laws and things like that, this one is equipped with everything interactive, all types of every room upstairs on the fourth floor in the dome, on the second and third floor in the dome, includes interactive historical, you know, literature on the walls and artifacts and different things like that, where you can go into each room there and kind of like, it's, you know, kind of like remember the Capitol, but kind of like know here you're allowed to, like, do some hands-on, you're allowed to study, you're allowed to look. There's an up-close look at the goddess of Liberty. They have another model there. She's taller than, I guess, 10 feet, but she's there and up close and personal, so you don't have to just see that far away shot there on top of the dome. She's actually right there with star in hand. So that was actually awesome. And they did a lot to look like Old World so that you can see about the historical value there. And then outside there's this huge star, I guess about 20 feet, and that's the Lone Star of Texas. And on this particular dome-like building, it says the story of Texas State History Museum. And so it's like beautiful to go in and out of the level. So I definitely did enjoy this particular museum. There was more and more. They have a salvage boat on the first floor. There's a gridiron football collection that was closed to the public today. I didn't have a chance to see that. I wanted to go in there and see what they were collecting as far as, you know, I wanted to tell my son about it because he's a football player. So we wanted to do that, but we didn't have a chance to do that. And that was LaBelle, the ship that changed history. And then there's also, there was more, the Republic of Texas reshaping identity. So it's all about identifying with Texas and the Lone Star and the area. And that was something that we were studying about our ID as far as it associates with the program. And so they have A Nation Becomes a State, Rebuilding After the War, Secession and the Civil War, Revolutionary Theater, The Road to Revolution, A Separate Identity. And as we went into that part of the building, they started to include the Mexican border type infusion, and they started to identify some with some of the Mexicans that are across the border. It's a little bit in-depth for me because even though it's Mexican, you know, borders, we still have, you know, some persuasion, but at the same time, this is still America, and, you know, Texas is American, and, you know, we shouldn't have any type of bias situations going on here, which we do have, you know, an era of me being black. I did feel a little bit uncomfortable in some of the areas when the Mexican Texases and some of the whites came through. They do are tourists like me, and they are trying to have their own reparation going on. So it wasn't most appropriate on some levels. Okay, so they have the Texas Spirit Theater, and then there's the Texas Story Project, Texas on the National Stage, ranching opportunities of the land, and so on and so forth. So we had that was an awesome, awesome programming. And I did like the Goddess of Liberty. There were bronze cannons. They had the LaBelle reassembled, the 1978 to present timeline. They had a scale model of that. They had information about Paris, and I'm not sure if they were talking about Paris, Texas, but they have artifacts, glass cases with, you know, tall windmills. There were gridiron stories, Texas facts, the Lone Star identity, maps of flags, growing space of separate separateness. There was Mexico, all about the jails in Austin, Texas, and some of the Mexicans in Texas and the USA, which Texas is a part of the USA, not Mexico. They had artifacts and guns, swords, interactive displays. They had actual actresses who we thought were baby dolls in the chairs, and they were actually a lot of people, and she did ask me a question. It was nice to interact. My name is Tammy Jordan. You're here again on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about Bullock Museum, and we have a chance to go there today because today is Austin Museum Day, and it's September 20th, and everything citywide was free for about 38 museums. So we have a chance to go on to our next museum, which was, and we'll post more information on the website, and we had a chance to go on to Blanton Museum of Art, and when we walked into this particular building, there was an installation on the first floor, which was about over 10 feet, you know, it's more than the vault is filling, and on, about 20 feet, and this was called the Stack Waters, and the installation was by Fernandez, that was the name of the artist, and it was a blue tiles all over the wall, and it was an open space, and they basically had a representation of a water and a light reflection, and something like a Mediterranean style as far as the arched doorways and everything like that. So it was very awesome. And so we had a chance to look at that. That was awesome. And I think I had some paperwork on that. It was really called Stacked Waters. And they say this is our Fernandez transformed the Blanton's Rapoport atrium into a place of welcome that surrounds visitors with color and illusion. So, you know, walking up that staircase supposed to represent something like water and some type of reflections, you know, in cool blues. It's just a wonderful presentation, about 3,100 square feet of custom stack acrylic that covers the wall in striped patterns. So blue invokes experience from nature, so it's still, you know, mid-water. And it just was subtle, and it just was calming, and it just was the same effect like you may have in the South, that you may expect in the Southwest. It was kind of modern, though, and this was, you know, definitely a plus, you know, because you didn't get, you know, terracotta, which is beautiful, but this was another take on the element, so it was really nice. So then they had a black a plane. It was a skeleton, a wooden skeleton, and it was of a plane, and it was black butterflies all over it stuck to it, so that was like a project in the works, and it looked like nature got to it, so that was awesome. They had a ceramic statue, and I thought it was ceramic, but it was painted fiberglass, which was another fabrication that was able to, you know, look as though it was, ceramic, which ceramic was like then glazed in high gloss, so it was like really pretty, and they was calling this Rosendo and El Rio Bravo, and this was called Crossing, so this was another infusion of, you know, the Mexico border, and also having Texas here and getting some infusion of the Americans, even though they were very rural there and very, accustomed to their own ways, and they were getting calling Crossing was saying that the domestication of America was a modern take, and, you know, it was nice to have, you know, Texas here to give them and offer them that. So that is nice. And that was by Michael and Jean Klein. We're here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. We're discussing a citywide free museum day in Austin, Texas, and September 20th. And we're talking about the Blanton Museum of Art. Markel, I was able to get you a postcard and a pen. That'll be coming right up. And we have paperwork that we probably take some pictures of and be able to post on our webpage. We also had an interactive little pamphlet that the ladies were handing out, and they asked you to do questions and answers right here on the Art Quest inside the museum. I was able to participate just a bit in that. And we have future exhibits for 2015 and 16. And then we have a visitor's map from there. And we were able to find out more about special exhibit Glickman Galleries, Old Masters. They have the Lowe Foundation Gallery, Sussman Gallery, Tate Gallery, Huntington Gallery, Stein Gallery, Oldman Gallery, and, you know, European Old Masters, and a few other exhibits there. So we did have a chance to enjoy that. And we enjoyed their invitation and their availability giving out this particular pass to the community and to the public. While we're here, we'll be leaving on October 1st, 2015. While we're here, we did enjoy that. That's basically our time today. If you get out to remember people, since I'm talking primarily to you on this, we did a current event when we were in school. Some teachers left you for a few minutes in the morning to read a newspaper and then to see if there's anything that you would like to talk about. Sometimes current events is an awesome thing to talk about. You can say that, you know, there's a museum day and I'm going, you know, invite everybody to come in public for free. And so don't forget to apply what you learn in school to your life today. So if you grab a paper, remember there's going to be a lot of info, a lot of details, a lot of events, and stay current with your events. So and not just current with clubbing and partying and mixers at your friends' houses. Stay current with some situations that will invite you to see city councilmen, that will invite you to see police officers, that will invite you to see your teachers, that will invite you to see community members that you won't get a chance to see like you did when you were in school. So this will give you a chance to collect and reestablish yourself in the community with the same people and to stay connected. So here, you might, you know, so a museum day would be an awesome situation where you might run into people. So that's our time for this particular show. We thank you for listening, and until next time.